Oh.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Oh.
This is the Merlo Show, and I'm Melinda.
Happy New Year. Oh, this is the wrong show. Oh, I'm Marcella.
Well, I'm actually in Cross Plains, Tennessee.
And I'm down here in Lewisburg.
Lewisburg.
Well, that's where I'm at.
Tonight our show is about now and then.
Every now and then.
You know what? Ever since, I hope you're happy.
Why?
I just hope you're happy. Ever since you decided to have the show about now and then, that song has been in my head and I can't get it out.
What song?
Every now and then I get a little bit crazy. And then once that song gets in your head, you know what song I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do, Neil. I wish we had it playing in the background right now.
That would have been a good thing.
I like that song.
And, you know, whenever we bring up the studio thing, you know, on our computer, we'll get ready for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Blog Talk Radio, every once in a while, every now and then, we have a little problem with the studio or calling in. You know, they have a little difficulties there. And because they change things up so much. And so the first thing I'm looking at is the episode information, and it says things do change, and I was like, great, they have changed up Blog Talk again. And that's what you wrote. I didn't realize it at the time. I thought it was, you know how they give us messages sometimes on
I know.
Anyway.
Well, I actually just got a message right before the show started from Brian, you know, a fellow Blog Talk personality. And he said that they had trouble during his show, couldn't call in. So I'm hoping everybody else has it a little bit easier.
Well, I hope so.
If not now, maybe then.
Well, you know, you said Happy New Year at the beginning of the show. Well, okay, this is still sort of at the beginning of January. When is it okay? When do you actually need to quit saying Happy New Year?
When it's not happy, when you want to be sad.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure I've actually said it in July, so it doesn't really matter. I've come out on the patio, three sheets to the wind, and went, Happy New Year. I was trying to say Happy 4th of July. I just got it mixed up.
So if tonight's about now and then, is there a show about, like, every now and then I have a drink of wine or something, or?
Hey, yeah. Hang on. It's now, not then. I got to have a drink.
Okay. So, what is different about now and then?
I like Merlo better than I did then. You know, actually, when I started drinking wine, you know, back then, I didn't really like Merlo. I like white Merlo, but plain Merlo, it's an acquired taste.
So you like the red now?
Well, white Merlo is red. I love that it confuses people. I think that's why I like to drink it. And it was hard for people. Like, people would go buy me a bottle of wine. They said, what do you drink? White Merlot.
So you like regular Merlot now.
Oh, yeah. But our little sister went to pick me up some white Merlot, and she got in an argument, I think, with them about it. She said, no, she said white. He said to call me, is white Merlot red?
Confusing.
I thought that was pretty cool. Okay,
well,
here's an example of now and then. You know, we just went through this really, really cold snap. I mean, we're talking, you know, freeze your butt off weather. And in Tennessee, when it gets down in single digits and that little minus in front of the little digits, we all kind of freak out, you know, because we ain't used to it.
Right.
Well, the schools here started letting kids out of school. Some of them didn't even go in at all because it was cold.
Yeah,
well,
they
it's been getting cold for years.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Do you remember ever getting out of school because it was cold?
No, I don't.
Back
and
when
you
we
know,
went
back
to,
then,
it,
back
back
then,
then
we didn't even have air conditioners. And
I know.
Now, if their air conditioning system goes out, they cancel school, don't they?
Yes, I've heard of them doing it, and that really gets me because we didn't even have a dadgum fan. They have air conditioning on the buses.
Oh, they do.
Remember,
right.
They do too. And you know, when we were going to school, everybody just put your window down and hang your head out like a dog or something if it's hot. But we put all the windows down, and then our bus driver, he was the sweetest thing. Mr. Staggs, he would give us a quarter.
Him.
We were the last ones getting off, and he'd give us a quarter if we'd go put all the windows up for him.
He sure did. And another reason I liked him, because back then I had a little problem riding the school bus. I would get, like, car sick. And so if I rode in the back, I would actually get sick. And he eventually, you know, he would stop the bus and let me get off and go get sick because he got tired of cleaning his own shirt.
Yeah. He would see you start walking up to the front, and he would automatically start looking for a place to pull over.
I
was telling Mama about that today when we were going to the doctor's. I was thinking, too, whenever, you know, we were talking about kids in school, you know, when we went to school, if your mama said you was sick, you was sick, and you were excused when she wrote you a note. Now you only get so many days out for mama saying you're sick. If you're sick longer than that, you have to go to a doctor, get an excuse for them to excuse you. Mama couldn't take us to the doctor every day come time we was sick. I had whooping cough. She didn't even take me to the doctor then until later. I was out weeks.
Yeah, that was back in the 1900s.
I was sitting here thinking when we were talking.
In the 1900s.
I was thinking back to when, like, our mom and daddy and aunts and uncles, and back when we went to school, we had to walk 10 miles uphill both ways. And I remember thinking, and we'd say, back in the old days, did y'all have to ride a horse and buggy or something to school? No, we walked.
Hey, we have a great niece that would love to ride a horse to school. She loves horses.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and it's weird, though, that I would say that to Mom and Daddy, because Daddy told me when he was going to Belfast, where we used to go, he said there used to be a hitching post right out front for people to tie their horses up to. It was
you know, on the website, the Belfast school website, and if anybody's listening that doesn't know this already, Belfast was a really small school where they had one teacher that taught two different grades in one classroom. And it just went, at the time we went, they had a high school at one time, but at the time we went, it was just grades 1 to 8, the 8th grade,
yeah.
And then you went to Lewisburg School after that, you know, to high school.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they have a picture of the old school building, or they used to have a picture of that old school building on the website there. But wouldn't it be cool if they had a picture of it with horses out there, if somebody had a picture of it?
That would have been good. That would be great.
Oh, and this wasn't in our time, but, you know, back before our time, even before the 1900s, in our time.
I kind of like the way you're doing back in the 1900s, you know, like when you say back in the 1800s.
Yeah. Back in the 1800s, they actually had wood-burning stoves inside of the school buildings.
In the 1900s, they did. In the early 1900s.
Early ones, yeah, they probably did in the early 1900s, come to think of it. Yeah. And outhouses.
Well, yeah, they had that in our time, at the school we went to.
Oh, they did have a wood-burning stove at one of the schools that we went. We didn't go to that school, but we went to it. We were playing basketball, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's how they heated the gym.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God, it was hot in there. Boy, they fired that sucker up.
I remember our coach, she wore these glasses that were plastic, and she would hold them in her hand as she was yelling at us out on the court, remember, Miss Burton?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She was sitting by that hot wood stove, and it melted her glasses. Remember that?
It was that
hot
in there, I know. It was crazy.
I've forgotten about that.
Man, things have changed so much. Kids had to play in that kind of conditions. We played basketball, and they would have had a fit.
That's child abuse.
Yeah, it would have been. Actually, they've got a case here in our town where a teacher got in trouble for just subduing a child who was throwing a temper tantrum. I think she got fired. I'm not sure. It was on the news. I didn't hear all of it, but it just really irritated me because if your kid's throwing a tantrum, evidently they're not getting enough spankings at home to get over that.
I tell you, I would hate to know that I had to raise a kid in this day and time. It would be hard. And I'm sure our parents said their parents said the same thing when we were
But I think it's harder now. I think it would be harder now because when we were growing up, we didn't disrespect any of our elders. Any of them, especially not our mom and daddy. But if our mom and daddy found out we had disrespected our teachers or anybody, we knew we were getting a spanking when we got home. Anything we done wrong, we knew we were going to get a spanking when we got home. So we were afraid of getting spanked growing up. And the kids nowadays, the parents,
no
the same
fear.
Ones, are afraid to spank. We used to be afraid of spankings. Now you're afraid to spank them. I actually heard of a person around here that called the law on a 12-year-old and said, told what they were doing and said, I need to spank them. Could one of y'all come out and watch me spank her because I don't want to be accused of child abuse? Now,
wow.
That's going too far. And see, that's the reason I wouldn't want to raise a child right now. Y'all would be so busy getting me out of jail.
Oh, and you know, in the 1900s, and I'm talking mid-1900s, and even 1970s, about that time, whenever a baby was going to be born, you didn't know what it was going to be until the baby came out. You didn't know if it's going to be a boy or a girl.
I know. Now they find out real soon what it's going to be, so they're prepared.
Almost like the day after, you know, they're pregnant, they can find out if it's a boy or a girl, and it's like, you know.
Well, shoot, they're even thinking about now where they can
everything's
help
instant.
You get pregnant.
You know, everything's instant.
They can help. Like, if you prefer a boy or a girl, when they impregnate you, they'll fix it. You'll have a boy or a girl. Now, you tell me how that's going to turn out.
Everything's tailor-made and instant.
Yeah.
And we didn't have cell phones, of course.
Oh, my gosh, no. We didn't have a phone for a lot
we
of
didn't
our
for
early
a long
years.
Time. When we
no.
did, it was a party line.
Party line. Yeah, that was fun.
And it was no party having to share that phone with our neighbors.
But actually, after the party phone was gone, and we just had our own line when it finally, you know, did away with it, we still had that 15-minute limit thing on there because there were so many of us. You didn't catch us on the phone all the time. We wouldn't allowed. And now you don't see a kid without a phone.
Yeah, our parents gave us 15 minutes on the phone, and so every time we'd get on the phone, our brothers and sisters, including you, most of us are brothers, though. They would look at you and go, 15 15 minutes.
The limit. I'm still there.
Made a
song
out of it.
Yeah, we put a little music to everything.
Even when we would be aggravating, the other one would sing.
Yeah, no matter what it was. Well,
oh,
you know,
my.
And tell you, back when we were young in those mid-1900s, we got out and played with our friends or our brothers and sisters. We played games like Red Light and Ring Around the Roses and Red Rover. And we played Mothers and Children. That's what we called it.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people called it Playing House. Same thing. We called it Mothers and Children. Now, they don't even know what the games are, and they don't have anybody to play with. They play games on their little computers or iPads or iPhones or Xboxes, or they're texting their friends and Snapchatting. I mean, that's not the same as saying, hey, what are y'all having for supper tonight? I don't know. And they'll tell you, well, we're having this, and you pick out where you want to eat at. It's having the best supper.
Hey, speaking of games, I do have a question for you.
What?
Have you ever heard of the game Hot Lava?
No, I have not.
I have not either. And this is kind of off the subject a little bit. I know a lot of people get mad and I start talking about quirky, but somebody had done this idea, and it was kind of a retake on the, they said, a childhood game of Hot Lava. And everybody was commenting and said, oh, yeah, who has never heard of Hot Lava? Everybody was, oh, yeah, that was so much fun. And I was like, I hate to be the one. And I can't believe we played every game there was.
I know.
And I'd never heard of it.
Did they tell you what it was?
It's something about this lava rolls around on the ground, and you jump around, try not to get on it, or you burn your feet. You know, just pretend.
Huh.
But we played Hot Potato, so I think we played a version of that. Like, we pretend there was a river, and we'd jump on furniture, and if you fell in, you'd drown.
Oh, okay.
You know? So
yeah,
it was kind of the
out.
Hot Lava,
yeah.
But we always had a river or something would fall in.
I thought we made that up. Yeah. I thought
we didn't
just
have
make
a name
that
for
up.
It.
And that was another thing. We just make up games.
Right.
Kids now don't really do that. Well, heck, we only had, what, 4 stations to watch, 2, 4, 5, and 8, and now they got hundreds of channels, and they got remote controls now. We used to have to get up and go change the channel for Mama and Daddy.
Hey, remember it was an antenna that you had to go turn. Remember having to go out and turn
that
thing?
Oh, God,
And then half the time it didn't work. And then we had 2 TVs. One, the sound would work, and the other one, the picture worked, and we just put it on top of the other one.
Yep.
It worked. We had 2 TVs, and that was big back then.
Yep. That was real big. Of course, we had to have 2, or you wouldn't have the picture and the sound.
You wouldn't have sound, or you wouldn't have a picture. And I don't remember the mouth. You know how the mouth and the sound and the movement being different, do you?
No.
I don't know if you've ever watched TV where a movie where they don't have it.
Oh, yeah.
Just right.
Oh, yeah, I have seen it now, but I don't remember
But I don't
like
remember
it
being messed up back then, do
you? No.
It's all too technical now, so I guess it goes through so many wires and stuff through the air.
Yeah. You know, something else has changed. Now it's
what?
So easy, I think, to get married and get divorced that more people, because when we were growing up, we didn't even know what divorce was. We, you know, we'd hear about it, but we, for a long time, we didn't even know nobody was divorced. And then,
we knew a couple, at least one. I do remember one.
Well, I know,
but it
was
not talked about, and it was like a long, long time ago, you know. And
yeah,
so
you just hardly ever heard of it. But now, the odd thing is, most kids feel like out of place if their parents are not divorced, because at least they're supposed to have, like, you know, I go to my dad's this weekend. I can see you next week. I'll be at my mom's thing. Now you're the odd kid out. Well, my mom and daddy's still together. Darn, I got to
say. Yeah, I don't know when they're going to get divorced. I wish it hurried to happen. That's bad.
I know, but that's how different things
are. Okay, now here's something as far as now and then. Here's something that, yes, it has changed, but it always comes back around, and that's
what?
Style of clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Clothing styles.
Well, it never fails, though. No matter what the style is, people don't like it. Like right now, isn't it where those pants are hanging down on people's butts and they need to pull the breeches
up? I think it's kind of going out, or it should be, because that's been a while. I mean, I don't keep up with fashion as much as I guess most people
But back in the olden days, I remember when they started wearing mini skirts, and I can still hear my mama say, because we weren't allowed to wear pants to school. Well, I'd rather see girls in them pants at school is to see them in them short-tailed dresses.
Short-tailed dresses. I remember calling it that. Short-tailed dresses.
So no matter what they come up with, the generation before is not going to like it. It doesn't matter what it is. And kids would laugh now if you handed them a quarter or a half a dollar, because, you know, what's that going to get you? I remember we'd get so tickled when somebody give us a quarter, or especially half a dollar.
Yeah.
We'd save it. Oh, man, at least till the weekend.
Well, yeah, remember, though, back then, a quarter
money
would
was
buy
worth
a lot more. Yeah.
Yeah,
money was worth more, so, yeah.
Well, now kids don't even get excited when you give them a dollar. You got to give them a couple hundred, or they can't buy nothing.
And word meanings, you know, meant something totally different.
But, like what?
You know, well, think about it. Tim McGraw wrote a whole song about it.
Oh, yeah. That's right, he did.
Back when a Coke was a Coke. Instead
and
of
a hoe
drug.
Was a hoe. That's
Tim
the
knows
one
what
that
he's talking about, don't he?
But
Lord,
yeah.
Lord. I tell you, we haven't even given anybody the phone number tonight, but if they want to call in and talk about every now and then, I get the number is 914. Start over again. The number is 914-338-0788.
Oh, I know something else. I just thought of it. Back a long time ago in the olden days.
Back in the 1900s.
When we'd eat a meal, we sat down at the table, and it would be, you know, everybody that was there. If you wanted to eat, you sat down and you ate what was on the table. If you didn't like it, you just didn't eat. You know, that's what you done. Now everybody grabs a bite and they run. It's like everybody eats separately, and they don't sit down at the table hardly, and they, except our cousin. I know that she has a rule: whenever they sit down to eat, nobody's allowed to be on their cell phones, they're not allowed to answer a phone, nothing. You sit down and you eat together. She still does that, and I'm proud of her for doing that.
They don't eat in the living room and spread out.
No. Most time people just come in, I'll get a bite when I come in. I mean, nobody sits down and, you know, worries about knocking the tea glass over and making daddy mad.
Get a piece of fried chicken, hands be greasy, and grab that tea glass and go everywhere.
We were fighting over who did not sit beside daddy.
Oh, when we were taught, like, say there was a platter of chicken that if there was one piece left, it was rude to grab that last piece of chicken. We were taught, like, manners and you know, I guess.
And courtesy.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, and a part of that is because, like, nowadays men and women both have to work to make a living, to make it work, you know. And, you know, back then a lot of mothers didn't have to work, and one of them was almost always home with you. And it was nothing for us to get our mama involved in playing games with us. And maybe some of our aunts or their friends would be there. I remember getting them out there and playing ball with us. And I think one of them, we made a homemade sled when it snowed, and we pushed them down this little hill with us. I mean, it was, and now parents are too wore out or just don't have the time. And if we got out of hand, even while playing, you know, we got it. You don't do that.
Yeah, we say nowadays, but there are parents that actually still get out there and do that kind of thing with their kids.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody, but in general.
No, it's not.
You know, everything we're saying is in general with most people, but there are some that actually still, you know, have their kids sit down with them. Like you said, our cousin, she does that with her family, you know, makes them sit down and eat. Hey, this is when I'm having a meal. This time, if you're here, you eat. If you don't, you don't eat.
That's right. And, well, she'll save one of them. I mean, she has a grandson that plays ball. She does save him.
Right, or if they're working and they can't be there.
Yeah. But I mean, they don't sit down there and be texting at the table. Or.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think it's very rude that people will come to visit you, and instead of talking to you, they're sitting there texting instead of talking to you. Then why did they even come over?
Mm-hmm.
And several people do me that way. I've actually told them it was rude. I don't text, by the way.
How can we tell this?
But, you know, changes happen all through history. If you go further back, things were different than it was when we were growing up. And I'm sure they're going to continue to change. But that don't mean we got to like them. Or sometimes it's not for the better. Sometimes it is. Like, I think one of the best things that's happened is the way we cook now and using microwaves. I love the microwave. It comes in handy. We can make popcorn without shaking our butts off, you know, like Mama used to.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool. You throw a little bag in the microwave and boom, it's ready.
Yeah. They come in handy.
And I like not having to get up and change my channels. You know, it's just some things are for the good, I think, and some things are for, you know, maybe not the good. But the wine thing was really for the better.
The
when
wine thing?
Yeah, the wine thing, really.
Well, you found out Merlot existed.
Yeah. That it actually tastes pretty good. And sometimes I get excited about, wonder what the future is going to hold. And sometimes I go, when I see all the bad stuff, like what happened in France, it's like,
oh,
man.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I felt so sorry for all those people.
It's terrible. And that's something we have to deal with in this age of everything happening. At the time it's happening, we're right there because the news people are right there while it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Everything's fast. It's like in the moment.
It's like in real time, yeah.
Everything's
real
time, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we have a caller calling in, and she's only got a minute to talk.
Okay, put her on.
Hello, caller, you're on there.
One thing with now and then is that y'all are still older, and no matter then or later, y'all still going to be older.
Hey, you know, every now and then we have a caller that
we just
want to
hang
up
on.
Just kidding.
No, she wasn't. She wanted me to hang up.
I waited to the end of the show. That way I could tell it.
We appreciate that.
Matter, y'all was
baby
old back then. And then later on, y'all still old, you know. So that's one thing that hadn't changed.
Well, I was born old. I always
you know,
said
just
I was
like
born
color
old.
On hair. People put color on their hair back then. They still do it now, but just in different ways. And they
I don't know nothing about that. I have a special shampoo. I don't use coloring.
Oh,
I
you
use,
wash it out? Yeah.
I just have a special shampoo.
That.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. Good night.
Good night.
And we're getting down to the last few minutes, aren't we? On
yeah,
the show?
2 seconds. Yeah.
Okay. Well, join us next week, and we don't know what we're going to talk about, but we'll think of something between now and then.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.